T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, you have breaking news here?
Yeah, real breaking news. I just see a tweet from Josh Owey, Guy Junker, among others. Sidney Crosby been placed on the COVID list and won't be available tonight. No word if he has COVID, how long he may be out, but has been placed on the COVID list and won't be available tonight. Damn, what a kick in the gut that is. You know, getting ready to watch these Flyers and Penguins, and boy, you start off the three games with that news. Pretty significant stuff.
Oh, man. So, obviously, the first thought is hoping everything is all right with Sid. The second thought is hoping that this is isolated to him, right?
Apparently, I'm reading a tweet from the Penguins saying, this is Sully saying, Sid will not be available for tonight's game, be listed on the NHL COVID protocol list. We didn't have a morning skate this morning. They were supposed to skate this morning because they had yesterday off. He said, we didn't skate this morning due to the NHL's COVID protocol. So I guess, I mean, the game is still on as far as I know, but they didn't skate this morning. But no Sid against the Flyers, and man, he loves to play the Flyers. I wrote about the rivalry today in the Post-Gazette, and Sid's numbers are just unbelievable what he has done against the Flyers. Let me find him here for you. It's just
unbelievable. One second, Ron. Let me ask you something here, because I apologize if I didn't hear you correctly or your reflection of Yoey's tweet. Sid is on the COVID list, but we don't know if he actually has COVID, correct?
That's what I said, yes. I said we don't know. Okay. You know, maybe it's just protocol. Sometimes he might have been near somebody. We don't know. We don't know what the deal is. We just know Sullivan saying he's not available tonight. Man, 45 goals, 107 points in 72 games against the Flyers. Man, he loves playing against them. It's more fun when he get to watch him play. So hopefully he's fine, hopefully he'll be fine, and hopefully this is just a one-day, one-game thing. And, you know, like to think he'll be ready for the game on Thursday night. Big news, though, today, Joe.
Man, and strictly from a hockey perspective, I actually don't know off the top of my head what the COVID protocols are there. Can you just miss a day on the COVID list? I mean, remember in the NFL, you had to miss, I think it was 5 days or something.
I don't know.
Could he be available for the next game? I mean, is that a possibility?
I think so. But again, I don't know. You know, we kind of knew more about what the protocol was with the NFL than we do with the NHL. So I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe we'll get some clarification as the day goes on here. But this is a significant story, Joe. It really is, unfortunately.
Well, the other thing that springs to mind is that it certainly is incumbent on Gino to pick it up tonight now. And we've seen other times when Sid's been out of the lineup where that has provided a spark for him. I mean, he knows at that point that he's the guy and it's time to get it done. And I would think tonight is one of those times.
I think that's a great point made by you. You know, he has done very well in the past picking it up for Crosby. He almost seems to play better when Sid isn't out there. Doesn't make a lot of sense, I don't think, but it's definitely been his MO. And could that be the case tonight? This would be a great night. These are important games. We talked about this before. These are very important games. And, boy, it would be nice to see him pick up his game right about now, wouldn't it? Don't wait till Thursday night. Do it tonight.
Man, I'll say, I think it was Matt Wenzel, was it, who did it sort of a deep dive on Geno's numbers today. And it's more than just the points. It's the ability to carry the play, all the advanced numbers, which really aren't, when we hear advanced numbers, it's like, oh, wow, they're going to do these, you know, wild mathematical equations. It's really not that. It's how often are you getting shots, your line, while it's on the ice compared to the other team. It's actually a very simple stat. And Geno has been great at that for most of his career, and this year stinks at it. You know, it's the other guys are getting the better of the play when he's on the ice, basically, is what that stat means. And it's a good story at postgazette.com. I think he had more good games than this month or in February than he did in January, but something's got to change to where he is dominant at times. That's what we want to see. That's what his salary mandates, I think, and tonight would be a great time to get that started because the Flyers seem to be getting it together after they had COVID problems of their own. You know, they had a bunch of guys out for a while, in and out, in and out. We're going to talk to Charlie O'Connor, who covers that team for The Athletic, coming up, and obviously he'll have an answer, by the way, on the COVID protocol and the mandated timeout, because I'm sure he had to look it up multiple times with what the Flyers went through.
Yeah, just a disappointing start and again, Sid's health is the number one thing, but just a disappointing start to what I anticipate being really the best week of the hockey season. 3 weeks against the Flyers. Now, games against the Flyers. Now, I'm sure, you know, big games down the road, or maybe must-win games to get in the playoffs, but I'm really looking forward to these three, and it's not nearly as much fun without Sid.
Yeah, you look at the standings, Ron, and there has been this theory that's really been proven for a long time in the NHL. In a normal season, by Thanksgiving, you look at the standings, and it's something like 80% of the teams that are in playoff position at Thanksgiving wind up making the playoffs. So we're already I think we're past that point. Now, if you sort of compare it to a normal season, to where we are in a 56-game season, and the Penguins are just on the outside, but you take the Flyers, they already have 2 games in hand on the Penguins, and they're 2 points ahead. So they win tonight in regulation. Then you're talking about 4 points behind a pretty good team, and they have 2 games in hand. Then you start wondering, as we reach the halfway point, like how mathematically realistic is it that they would catch the Flyers? You know, that, let alone if they take 2 out of 3 in this series with 2 games in hand, right?
Well, they got to catch at least one of the 4 teams, one of the 3 teams ahead of them, or 4 teams. 4 teams are ahead of them. They got to catch at least one of them. And the Flyers have already beaten them twice. They need to take 2 out of these 3. They need to somehow get 4 points out of these games and not allow the Flyers to have a loser point in either one of those games. Or maybe, you know, if the Penguins lose, maybe they pick up a loser point. They need to get more points out of these 3 games than the Flyers do.
Yeah, the good news for the Penguins is that they do have a game in hand on both the Capitals and the Islanders. But as far as the Flyers, they've only played 18 games.
And the other news, Joe, to come out of this, Sully, not unexpected. Tristan Jarry does get to start in net tonight. Not that that's a surprise.
Yeah, and like I said, the Flyers 6-2-2 in their last 10. They've won 3 in a row. I think they're well coached with Elaine Vigneault and, of course, the old Penguin connection of Mike Therrien and Mike Yeo. So you know they're going to put an emphasis on preventing goals, right?
Yeah, see if I don't know if Carter Hart's going to get to start tonight. I'm assuming, you know, Brian Elliott has been really, really good for them. I'm imagining we're going to see Elliott at least in one of these 3 games.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll probably see Hart tonight, but who knows? I don't know that. We're going to talk to Flyers beat writer coming up in the next hour, so we'll have a chance to discuss that. So big news, Sidney Crosby not playing tonight on the COVID list. Don't know if he actually has COVID or not, but he won't be there tonight. Fan weather, in the meantime, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Route 19 in the South Hills. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle and online at sunchevy.com. Sunny today, high of 38. mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 56, which should be nice. Coming up here, top of the hour, Jason Mackey. Let's take a trip down to spring training where the Pirates have their spring opener at Lee-Com Park today. JT Brubaker on the mound. Mitch Keller had a rough start yesterday. Anthony Alford, a home run. Fans coming back to PNC Park. A lot going on with the Pirates. We'll have Mackey next talking about it on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.